Mom.
Oh, hi.
You're being recorded on the phone. Do you mind?
I guess not.
Oh, okay.
What's the honor?
Oh, it's just some little fiddle-fowl thing Kevin's fiddle-fowling with.
Oh, okay.
It's for a class that he has.
All right.
I just have to tell you so you don't sue me later on.
So yeah. I won't sue you?
Yeah.
What would I sue you for?
Just recording a phone conversation.
Well,
it's a crime.
You get blood out of a turnip.
That's true. Yeah, I know. You couldn't get much money from me.
No. I'll pass on that.
Anyways, do you know if Becky's number's in Seattle or if she's in her city? I'm sending Barry, I just wrote Barry a letter. I didn't buy him a car or anything. Is it Seattle or Tukwila, their house?
Their house is Tukwila.
Okay.
Yeah, or Tukwila.
Okay, I didn't know because I thought they might have moved into the Seattle limits.
No, they're still in the same town.
Okay.
You got the zip?
Yeah, I had to call them at work to get it. But I finally wrote it down, so.
98188.
Yeah.
I guess it's the same zip.
Huh?
I guess it is the same zip.
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
Anyway, so what's been going on with you?
Not much. I've been giving a team test over Midland freshman this week.
Ooh, I bet that wasn't much fun.
Oh, I felt like I was in a dungeon all day.
Uh-huh.
But,
imagine.
Tomorrow's the last day.
Especially those ninth grader kids.
Well, he did really well.
Oh, yeah? Huh. Oh, it was just one kid? It was just one kid?
Well, the Braille student.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I haven't been doing much, just going to class. Just the same old thing. Been going to watching the basketball games on TV. We found a place up the street that has all the pro games on. I've been going watching Dallas play almost every game they've been playing. But I'm keeping up with my homework pretty well.
Well, how's your bank account?
I just called to see if you'd put money in Friday instead, because the 1st is on Sunday. I mean, the 15th is on Sunday, so I was hoping you'd do it on Friday instead of waiting until Monday.
Oh, that's, 120,
but I was going to ask you if I could have, like, about $20 extra, because two reasons. Number one is I need to go get a haircut badly. So, and number two is there's this thing called the Economics Association. I'm going to join it, you know, it's just be good on my resume and everything. And, you know, I'm going to try and get on some committee or something so I can put that on my resumes and stuff, just pad the old resume. And, you know, the dean of the college is in on it and stuff. And it's just a good thing to be into. Just, you get to know a whole bunch of the teachers and the dean and everything. And
how much is it?
These people, it's $10 a semester, so it's like no big deal, but I'd rather you put in a little bit extra instead of me spending all my money because I got bills to pay and then I have 2 weeks to go before I get more money.
So you need 140?
Well, if you put about 145, is that okay? Well, it'll be 15 for a haircut and 10 for this.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm not going to Supercuts. I've sworn off that place.
Okay.
After what they did to my hair last time. And a friend of mine went there about a week ago and he had his haircut there. He looks like he's a Marine now. She messed up so bad, he just said, well, just go ahead and just cut the rest off.
What happened to the girl that was cutting it for you?
She moved to Houston Christmas, so she's not here anymore. She only cut it twice, but anyways,
okay.
So 145 is what I was hoping for. Anyways, well, we went to San Antonio Saturday. Just
who did?
Me and Kevin, Robert, and another guy named Don.
What y'all do?
We just went and saw the Alamo. We didn't stay down there but for 3 hours.
Oh, well, how'd you like the Alamo?
It wasn't that surprising. We didn't go in, we just went on the outside. We went at night after it closed, you know. We just looked at it.
Did it look like you thought it would?
Yeah, but I mean, I wasn't that impressed. I mean, it wasn't that great. It was good to see. And, you know, it's in the middle of the city, in the middle of downtown and everything. But we found out where the basketball stadium is. I might be going to a basketball game there two weeks from Saturday, because Dallas is going to be there. I may just stay here and watch it at the place down the street. So, and we also walked on the Riverwalk, just saw things. We only stayed for about 3 hours.
Did you eat on the river?
No, we didn't eat on the river.
Well,
it was
that's a really nice restaurant.
Yeah, it's a little bit too expensive.
Oh.
We went at this place a little farther down the street. It's just a Mexican place. It's real cheap Mexican food. Ours is pretty good. Kevin and Robert didn't like theirs.
Kevin what?
Kevin didn't like his. But today's Kevin's birthday. He's 21 now.
Oh.
So he's finally a real adult. So my mom says happy birthday, Kevin.
Yeah, that's great.
So I don't have much longer. I'll be glad so I won't have to worry about being, you know, not an adult anymore.
Well, it's not an age that makes you an adult.
I know, but I mean, you know, I won't be caught somewhere in between an adult and a minor.
Well.
Anyways.
I'm reaching the senior citizen.
Oh, yeah? Not really.
No.
Well, see, it's like you said, it's not the age that matters.
Right.
As long as you're young at heart.
Right. Thanks for reminding me.
You're young at heart, Mom. You got lots of energy and stuff.
Right.
Anyways, yeah, they're going out to dinner. I figured I probably won't go out to dinner. I don't want to spend my money now before I got it because I'm out until you put that money in.
Oh,
but I got steak in the freezer. I'm just going to cook me a steak.
I hope you don't overdraw.
No, I won't.
Okay.
But I'm just going to cook me some steak. And I got a sirloin. And I cooked that brisket. It's real good. Your directions were right. Except I added a little salt to it, but otherwise it was good.
Yeah.
And,
Well, I don't know if Nancy's back yet or not. I haven't talked to Becky.
Oh, yeah? Becky called me the other day. Barry's arm is hurt pretty bad. Did she tell you about it?
No.
Well, I didn't find out about it until the other day. I mean, if you talk to her, you may not mention it to her until she brings it up. She may not want it.
What'd he do?
He hurt it skiing or something. And he had it in a sling, but he got out of the sling in about like 5 or 6 days or something. He thought it was better, and he had to go get it. They saw that a bone chip was with the X-ray was in the shoulder, but they went and looked at it, and they say like he can't ski for at least another year and a half or so, and he may not be able to play tennis or racquetball again.
How terrible!
Yeah, and you know with Barry, he's going to be going stir crazy without being able to do something active.
That's
like
terrible.
That.
Well, what did he? Flip over,
I guess. I didn't ask her all the details. She was in a bad mood. She found out about it before Barry told her. Barry and Ed went to the doctor, and Ed called her up and told her, and, you know, she called me before she went home because she just said she wanted to get out. You know, she just wanted to talk about it before she went home, and Barry told her.
When was it?
Because I'm sure Barry's a grouch now with that until he finds something else to do.
When was that?
She just called me. It was the day before yesterday, I guess. But, it's too bad because.
Sorry.
Yeah,
that's skiing.
I think they're gonna. Huh?
Skiing is just a very dangerous sport.
Not really. I mean, billions of people do it every year.
Well, that's true, but when you get hurt, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, I'm still hoping I get to go spring break. I'm not really sure yet. I'm supposed to call Alan and see what they're doing spring break too. But
I saw Alan's car there over the weekend.
Oh really?
I didn't see him.
I need to call him. I haven't talked to him since. Well, he called me when he first got in Dallas, but that was it. But Barry's, I guess he's going to have to, like, Becky was talking about Ed was saying they ought to buy him a bicycle so he can go riding up in the mountains and stuff. But you know how he'll be if he doesn't get to do something active.
Yeah.
That's probably his outlet, you know.
Well, it may work out better than staying on
it. Yeah. But, I mean, he loves skiing so much, but I guess he'll be okay. I haven't talked to Becky since then. I tried to call her today, but she was out of the office. So, don't mention it to her until she brings it up. I'm sure she'll tell you, but
okay.
I wouldn't.
Well, I've been intending to call her because I think Nancy was coming home. I don't think she was going to stay more than a week.
Uh-huh.
And it's been about a week, so.
Uh-huh.
I thought they'd probably call me.
Yeah. Well, we might be able to get a hold of her, you know, now after I hang up.
Well, she was out of the office, she made it.
Well, I called her about 2 hours ago or 3 hours ago.
And she was coming back?
Yeah, I mean, it was a couple hours ago when I called.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'll try to get her. Barry's birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, like I said, I wrote a letter to him.
Well, I sent him, I made him a card on the computer, and then I mailed you a Valentine today that I made on the computer.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
This is probably going to be the only one I get this year, unfortunately.
Well.
At least I know Mom still loves me.
Yeah. Poor little baby.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
Well, it takes money to support girls.
That's what I was going
to
say. Well, it saves me money. Well, you know, it'll be great. I'll get a girlfriend as soon as Valentine's Day over. I won't have to buy her any candy or flowers or anything. You know?
Okay.
All right, well, I just thought I'd call and check up and make sure that bank's going to work out and just see how things are going.
Okay. Dad had a cold and he stayed in bed yesterday, but he feels better.
Oh, he's okay?
He got called for the jury.
Oh, no.
Report, but they didn't select him.
I was going to say, I'm sure he can probably get out of that.
So it finished.
Uh-huh.
Well, he reported twice and then called in twice, but he didn't have to serve.
Yeah. Well, that's good. So, we'll tell him I said hi. I tell him I hope he feels better.
Okay.
What else was I going to say? I've got tests coming up next week. I've got two tests next week, two tests the week after, and one test the week after that, and then I'll be done. No, wait. It's two tests every week for the next 3 weeks, counting my bowling class. That's going to be a rough test.
A real test on that one.
Yeah.
How are you doing in it?
Okay. I mean, I'm bowling fine. Brian's in there with me. We met this other girl that bowls with us. The book, we haven't bought the book yet. The book costs $15, so we're all going to pitch in $5 and just buy it and share it. Because, I mean, it's just, you know, there's no need to for all of us to buy a book on bowling. So, it's, you know, it's fun. All we do is go in there and throw the ball up there. They try and teach us something like the first 5 minutes of class, and all we do is bowl the rest of the class. So, all you got to do is show up and you get a go. I've only missed the class one day, and when you miss it, I mean, they didn't even take roll the day I missed it. They don't take roll every day. So you get an A in there no matter what. I don't think it'll count on my grade point average, though, but anyways.
I have a holiday Monday. Well, Dad does, too.
Really?
I didn't realize we do, but since we didn't have a snow day to make up, we're off Monday.
That's good. We don't get a holiday.
I didn't expect it, but I just saw it in the paper. So.
Yeah. We don't get anything except spring break, which is, you know, about a month away from Sunday. Something like that.
Listen,
I think it's March 15th.
Kevin, to be careful about acting his age tonight.
Oh, he won't. He has to come back and study. Okay, I'll pass that along to him, though.
Okay.
He talked to his mom. I'm sure she said the same thing.
I'll bet she did.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye. Love you.
Bye. Love you, too.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. How you doing?
All right. I have a cold now.
Huh?
I got a cold while I was at A&M.
Oh, good.
Yeah, really. Do you enjoy your parents coming up here?
They've left already.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You had a good time?
Yeah, I did. I had a lot of fun.
That's good.
It was great.
Well, I got your card.
Yeah.
And I guess you probably read me right. There probably is something wrong.
Hang on just a second. Okay, I'm going to switch phones.
Okay. I would rather talk to you in person, but I don't think I'm going to be able to make a meeting because I now have a headache and fever and everything. But I think maybe I would like to stop really going out, at least for right now.
Yeah.
I feel really bad because I think we don't have as much in common as I think we both thought.
Yeah.
But because I know sometimes we're both at just a lapse for words and I'm a speech major, and I. And I wish I had more time and to get to know you better.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm so busy and you're so busy, and I feel bad that I can't do anything, and so I'll feel bad when I can't call you and whatever, and or go out and do anything with you even like that. But I still want to be a good friend.
I think part of the problem that the loss of forwards and all that is, like last moon out, I was so tired, you know, and I'm just, so, I work so hard all week, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But I just collapse on the weekends. So, I mean, you know, I think the busyness is a lot of it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to do anything much less besides schoolwork and something else on top of that.
Yeah.
And you're doing so much, and I'm doing so much, and I probably overdue too much. Like even today, I felt sick, but yesterday, Joe Isaac calling, please, can you come and do a tour? Okay. So I went out there today, and I thought because it was a nice day, I thought no big deal.
Yeah.
Like the wind is out 90 miles an hour, and.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of ratty kids from San Antonio.
Like a parade.
And I wish I don't know. I don't even know if I'm going to the meeting, but do you even know what we're doing today?
No.
When do we get little persons? I need them to go.
Not yet. They haven't even gotten applications out yet.
Okay.
So I think, but it sort of seems like, let's see, BBLV Seismos is like, seems like it's next Sunday or the one after that.
Uh-huh.
So they must be doing it pretty soon.
Yeah.
They must be the one after that.
Did you hear them or about like the pledge retreat?
No.
That was Alan came up and said that supposedly like 30 actives went up there and they were drunk.
Oh no.
Yeah, and like I guess everyone's real pissed off about it.
Oh great.
Yeah, so be ready for a lecture from somebody. I don't know what happened. It sounded pretty bad, like they were putting string around trees on these paths, like so people would trip.
Oh no, you're kidding.
And like Girl Scouts were out there and they probably kept them awake and everything. I don't know.
Great.
So yeah, way to go. Good actives.
Yeah.
Go. I guess normally a few people go up there, but they don't do anything violent, I don't think.
Really? I knew a few people were going up there.
Uh-huh.
And Cece Rivera was going. I can't imagine Cece doing anything like that, but, you know.
Yeah, but she was causing all the trouble.
Well, I bet.
Yeah.
Sounds just like her. Yeah. Ooh. Well.
don't want to ruin your day or anything.
No, I mean, I just...
And I apologize for, you know, not talking to you earlier even.
Okay. I understand. I mean, I just need a little time, too.
Yeah. Who knows, maybe later.
Right. Maybe. Maybe after the show's over and I have a little time. It'll be really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay, well, I'll let you go.
Yeah.
Take care. I will still talk to you. I hope you'll still talk to me.
Sure, of course.
Okay.
And we'll have to go out sometime.
Okay, good deal.
Have fun.
All right.
Okay.
Good. See you later.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Leave your name, number, and a message if you'd like, and we'll get back with you as soon as we can. Thank you. Goodbye. Now wait for the beep.
Jerry, this is Kevin Turf. If you could give Michelle a message to call me sometime, I'm back in town. Thanks. Bye.
Hello.
Hello, is Margaret there?
This is she.
Hello, she.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag, the gates.
Okay, how was A&M?
It was fun. I had a good time. I had to go by myself.
Oh, really? Michelle couldn't go?
No, she just decided she didn't want to go.
Oh.
And Kevin was pissed off.
I bet.
He was ready to come up here and get her and bring her back.
Really? Funny.
Well, I don't know what her deal is, but she just decided, she said, I don't want to see him. And I told him that, and I made him mad. So, like, the whole time, he's like, what is her deal? What did I do? What did I do? Da-da-da. I said, Kevin, just leave it alone. I mean, she's not going to be. So I felt like I was some sore thumb. Like, gee, sorry I came. You know, like, I really wanted Michelle to come or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, and then, about, I guess that's what we do. First got there to talk to their people at KANM.
Oh, well, good.
And talked about half hour and a half. We could get our station going right now, I think. They, like, operate under such a small budget, like 4,000 or 5,000.
Really?
And they have a cable station, and that's how they do it. I mean, anyway,
yeah.
I went to Kevin's frat house.
Well, fun. Remember? Frat party?
Yeah, it wasn't a party. It was kind of like a TGIF or something, but just had beer in the field. But they were really nice guys. I was surprised.
Well, good.
It was a nice house. Kevin has a really nice house. House he lives in.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. I was very surprised. And he pays such a small amount. It's insane. It's
housing there.
Damn you, we'd need this at UT for that much money. It probably cost about $1,000 for the same thing here. A house that size. But they were nice guys, and we went to the infamous MC Squared.
Of course, I knew you would.
For like about 12 hours, and then he like didn't want to leave, and some of his friends were like, kind of made me mad a little bit because he was like paying more attention to his friends, and like so at 4 a.m. he goes, so how are you? And I was mad. I was like, how dare you? I've been here for like 14 hours and now you're just asking me how I am.
Fuck off and die.
Really? But it was fun. I'm glad I came back yesterday about 12. Did you do anything? Did you study?
Yeah, I went to the library yesterday.
Sure you did.
I sure did. I have a stupid project to do tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
Typed it.
Yeah, I've got to do a 5-page paper typed, and I haven't started it tomorrow.
Yay.
It's all right.
You can handle it. Get this college thing down.
Yeah. So, did you do anything last night?
Yeah, I went to Chris Patterson's party.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
It was interesting. There were, like, very different types of people there.
Really?
Because, you know, she invited all her friends from Domino's, and, you know, she's in a band, so a lot of band people type, those type people, and then the soccer team, and then Susan's biology friends, and it's just kind of strange.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, and, Kyle came by.
Oh, yeah?
His friend from Baylor. She knows Tara and Maria and Patty.
Oh, yeah?
It was really funny. It's like, damn, it's a small world.
Yeah.
She was kind of strange and spacey. It's like, oh, I really like this song. You know? I don't know if she's drunk or is like, Eric, is she just kind of strange or she's drunk or something? But, yeah.
That's funny.
Then we went over to Susie. Did you ever meet Susie?
Didn't she come to some SRTF meetings?
Yeah, that's her. She was right below Eric, and we made crab wontons.
Ooh, wow.
Very good.
We saw Michelle Castellani.
Oh, really?
She saw her the whole night.
Oh, wow. Because
she like was at Kevin's frat thing, and she was also at MC Squared. And she is so loud and obnoxious. I feel sorry for Kevin. She wants to be one of their little sisters, and Kevin said he doesn't know what's going to happen, because he said he knows almost for sure that she's not going to get in.
Really?
Because she's so obnoxious still. She's like, she's just screaming, and I'm like, Michelle? And Kevin's like yelling at her, she just be quiet, you know? And everybody thinks she's obnoxious and everything. It's sad.
Oh, poor Michelle.
Yeah. She's friends with Jennifer Evans again now.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. got a cold now.
Yeah, you sound like it.
I'm sitting in the draft at Welch. I knew I was going to get a cold.
Sitting in the draft at Welch?
It's like about half an hour.
Why?
Because I was reading the paper.
Oh. Kevin.
Yeah, dumb. Well, plus then, like at MC Squared, I was like, it was hot and little thing, so we like go outside, and it was 10 degrees, and then go back in, and it was...
Yeah.
Pneumonia. But Kevin said to say hi and to come visit.
Yeah, I guess.
Sometimes. He gave me this thing like, well, I was just beginning to think that you guys just, I don't know, something like you didn't like me because you just couldn't bother to come here. I didn't want to tell him, well, it's just that we hate your town. You know, it's not you.
Well, you can come up here.
Well, that's just it. I mean,
what does that mean?
He's come up so many times.
How many? Not
many. He's counted. We've only been up there as my, like, the fourth time to go up there, and he claims he's been up here all... And he spends whole weekends, not just 6 hours. I said it was more like...
Ah, Kevin. He's so annoying sometimes.
Yeah. It's funny, when I was meeting one of his... people at the frat house, they said, oh, is there an ornithology convention here or something? And I'm like, what? And he said, do you like birds? I said, no. They must think that Kevin's friends from high school are all bird freaks, too, or something.
Everyone Kevin knows is a bird freak. That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, Kev, I have your present here if you ever want to get it.
You do? Uh-huh. You have to give me a present.
Well, I did.
Thanks.
Well, actually, I didn't get it, but I can't tell you.
Okay. I need to eventually, maybe sometime today, I need to drop off this letter, this nasty letter from Michelle, from Kevin.
Oh, really?
So maybe I'll come up and get it or something.
Oh, today?
Are you not going to be there?
Oh, I will. I guess I should wrap it. Well, I'm not going to wrap it. Well, actually, I haven't paid for it yet, but I will.
You have it, but you haven't paid for it. Was it Girl Scout cookies or something?
That's it. I bought you 10 boxes of cookies.
Don't buy me any more food. I'm so fat. And
Kevin, you're not fat.
I am fat. I'm eating my mom. Brian and Lisa brought me this cake. My mom sent me this huge thing of other food and candy.
Well, bring some over here.
And Shana bought me a box of animal crackers. This huge box, you know.
Jane of the Jungle?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Do you ever see my older mate, Shauna? Is she an APO?
Oh, I haven't seen her at all.
I don't know what she does. I think she studies.
I don't think... a lot of people aren't going... I haven't been to the last 3 APO meetings. I don't think I'm not going to go this time either. I hate them.
Well, yeah, it seems like... Well, there's so many people in there. It's hard for everyone to come, I guess.
Yeah. I had gone out a couple times with this girl in APO, like, a couple weeks ago, and, like, taking her to parties and stuff, and but today I told her I didn't want to go with her anymore.
Oh, well.
Oh, actually, I'm glad she got the message, because we had nothing in common, and we would, like, talk on the phone, and we'd go... So.
So you gave her the big punt, huh?
The old 1-2 kick.
Drop kick.
No. No, I mean, she's a nice girl and everything, but then she sent me, for a while, then I, like, just, like, didn't call her for, like, all last week, and, like, or whatever, and then, so she sends me this Valentine I got on Saturday. It was, like, is something wrong, and, you know, if you want to not go out anymore, let me know. It's like, oh, good, this is my ticket to freedom.
Kevin.
I don't know.
Did you get a Valentine in the paper?
No.
It said something to Smurf, but... Me and Eric were looking at it. I was like, I don't think that's for Kevin.
No, I don't think so. No one else calls me Smurf.
I didn't think so. I was like, how many people call Kevin Smurf?
Is hey, someone,
us, you know?
Someone stole it.
Yeah, it even said Papa Smurf, I think.
Oh, no, you're kidding.
I don't remember.
There is one in there. It happened last year, too. It says to Kevin something. Happy birthday to.
Yeah, that was it.
That was it. It was a happy birthday, too. That's why we thought it was you.
Yeah. No, that happened last year, because I think. Cause it, yeah, from Cindy. It's like, I don't know any Cindy. I know one Cindy, but I know she doesn't know my birthday, and I know she...
And it says, you know, to 14 months of something, and I was like,
yeah.
I don't think Kevin's going out, so it's 14 months. I mean,
just didn't tell you.
So.
Mm. Oh, by the way, you're being recorded.
Why?
For my class.
You only tell me now. Oh, my God. Isn't that against the law?
No, because I can offer to take it all back and erase it off the lot.
For your class.
But
are you going to play me in front of
the
class?
No, no. I mean, I don't even have to choose this one. Like, I might just, like, choose 10 seconds of it.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
And I don't use your name. Instead of, like, Margaret, it'll be, like, Margarine or something.
Margarine better, yeah. How do you record it?
I've got this little phone piece you hook on one end of the phone, and it plugs into your recorder.
Isn't that, like, illegal?
No. Not if you obtain permission.
Huh?
Not if you obtain permission, it's not.
Oh. It just sounds illegal.
Yeah, it does. It's
like
fun.
You
could, like, blackmail someone really bad, you know?
Yeah, you could.
That's
your plan, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you staying here this summer?
I don't know. I don't need to go to summer school. But
well, that never stopped you before.
Well, last year I told my dad I need to go to summer school, and he knows that I don't have to go. But, I mean, I want to stay to help do stuff with SRTF before it gets started. So I may do the same thing and go up to Nastyville for the first half of the summer and come down here the second half.
Yeah.
I'd like to stay on there the whole time, but I know my parents will think I hate them again.
Just explain to them that you're getting older and you don't know anyone in Nashville. They have to understand that.
No, but you can have a job up here. Where are you going to make money? And it's true. That's why I've been kind of look around and see if I can...
Here. Yeah, find this incredible job that they, you know...
I like, know.
I'm going to make $10,000.
You're right. You're right. That's what I need. I barely got them to say I could go somewhere for spring break. Speaking of spring break, Kevin said, you know... I think they were thinking of going to New Orleans, too, so maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, let's go to Duke and, like, drive all the way.
Oh, that'd be fun.
No.
You want to?
Can we use your car?
I don't have a car, hon.
Why not? We use
well, Kevin has a car.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't trust mine. I barely made it to A&M, all right.
I mean, we could, like, stop in Nashville.
Yeah.
If you want to.
My parents were like that. Although, and Kirk is talking about maybe he wanted me and him to drive from Nashville to New York because they're having an intercollegiate broadcasting system conference.
Well, you can go to Duke and New York.
Have a week.
You can do it. That would be fun. Yeah, well, Donna said that, you know, she wrote me a letter and she said her spring break is the week before ours.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to have a common weekend, and she said Mary and Larry and some other people that I don't know who they are, they're going to be in New Orleans, and she said, well, you know, you can meet us there.
Well, for sure that first weekend, probably the common weekend, I'm going to have to be here until Sunday.
Oh, really?
Friday, Saturday is that music award
seminar.
Oh,
yeah, I forgot about that.
I talked to Philippe Levere yesterday for about 45 minutes.
Who?
Philippe Levere, a guy, trendsetters guy.
Oh, is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Philippe?
Philippe, yeah. He's like 33 years old.
Is he from France?
No, I don't think so.
He's
probably just changed his name. His probably name is Philip. He's a real jerk, but he wants to, like, work. They told him he could work with us at the seminar.
Oh.
I was like, well, so? What are you asking me for? I don't know.
That would be cool if we could go to Duke, but does Kevin want to?
Yeah, he thought it'd be great.
Okay.
He said, well, yeah, let's... And he said, well, let's take a bus. I said, okay.
A bus? God, no. You know how long that would take?
Years.
It would take, like, about 5 days.
No way.
You know? Oh,
yeah.
I hate the bus. Well, he has a car. Doesn't it work really well? Or is it...
I guess it does. I don't know. He's had one problem he had to fix, but...
I don't mind driving part of the
That's
way.
That's what I said.
I like to drive.
He's a small car, though. I don't know if he could fit four comfortably for that far of a distance. or how many of us go.
Okay, I mean, hell, I mean, all the family trips we took, we took 4 people. I mean, I wish I could drive, but, you know, my parents have to use cars. So, because they're going to be...
Maybe we could... I don't know, I was thinking maybe I could fly to Nashville and use my little brother's car. It's my mom's Buick, you know, it runs better than mine does. Then we go to Duke and then to New York.
We could all fly to Nashville?
Yeah, it's only...
Then we have to fly back.
Yeah.
How much is it?
150 round trip.
Not that bad, but still 150.
Yeah, still 150, yeah.
Well, that'd be fun, though.
I don't know, I have no money. I don't know where, I mean, why I'm talking about this. I should go home and work for a week.
Well, thanks for your birthday present.
My parents already gave me a stereo.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, did I tell you that?
I think you did, but
I went and
do you have it now?
Yeah.
What kind is it?
The Sanyo.
Ooh.
I told Jack, because I got a tape to tape. And he said, oh, well, I'll have to come over and tape things.
Oh, I don't remember.
Thanks. Yeah, and it's got one of those high-speed tapers.
Ooh.
Yeah. In fact, yeah, because I want to tape some of your things, and you can...
Yeah, sure.
Whatever.
Good time.
Oh.
Oh, I want to go to Duke. That would be fun.
Wouldn't it? You could drive through the Smoky Mountains. It's not... It's only...
I mean, I like to drive, and I'd like to take road trips. I don't have a car.
It's only 8 hours from Nashville.
Yeah, I mean, hell... Yeah, I mean, we went to New Orleans. I mean, that was 6 hours, and plus we went over Lake Pontchartrain. Yeah.
I'm sure my parents...
Donna would be thrilled.
Uh-huh.
You know. You sure your parents would?
Oh, no, I'm sure they'd love it if everybody came up.
Yeah. We've never seen your
They've always
abode.
Said that people could. I don't know, Kevin... He'll probably end up doing some of this frat boys, friends, or something, but you and I could go, Steph.
Yeah, I'd like that. Something a little different.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, New York would be fun, too, but I don't know how I couldn't afford that.
Where would we stay?
Mary's.
Huh?
Mary. Marcus.
Really?
I'm sure we could, on the floor. Then I'd bring a sleeping bag.
There's a music convention there?
Well, no, it's IBS, like all the college broadcasting. It's like another CMJ type thing. They deal
Will the SA pay for it?
No. Kirk talked about, like, he said, I should go out and solicit people for money to go up there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, I had to go, like, did you go to the Kiwanis Club or something?
The what?
You know, like those... I don't know, those men's organizations that get...
Oh, like the Lions Club?
Lions Club, yeah.
Like the Kiwanis
one? It's another one of those.
Oh, okay.
Elk's Head Lodge.
Elk. The Moose, Moose Lake.
Moose Head.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. I don't know if they'd really...
Gosh, that's like a month away.
That's true.
There's no way. I don't want to go to Padre. Kevin said to me, you shouldn't go to Padre because it's just like...
It's just so...
It's like drunken people everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're too old for that.
Yeah. Especially Kevin Burns. He's way
got to
too
go
old.
To, yeah. I'm legal, too. I got to get MC Squared and have a beer. Oh, boy. Without having a fake ID. Up deathly.
Well, maybe I'm trying to think if I could get a car. That would be tough because, you know, we only have 2 cars.
Mm-hmm. We could rent a car.
I'm
21 now.
Oh, yeah. How much would that cost?
Too much. Joe had talked about, they were thinking about, they wanted to go to Padre and go to one of those services where they, like, have cars somewhere and you like have to drive one way or something, you know? I
don't understand.
I think they pay for the gas. They like have cars, like rental car places will sometimes do it to get
cars. To get cars to different places?
Although I don't think they want to go to North Carolina.
Yeah, well we could get one and then rent another one when we get somewhere else or something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. How much does renting a car cost?
She's like $20 a day.
Huh.
No, it's more than that. Well, I mean, I guess sometimes you can get it for 50. No, I don't know. You could call up some places and find out.
See, I think it's my dad's on vacation then, too. I mean, it depends what they're going to do.
Yeah.
I don't know if
they... Did your parents say that you could go somewhere?
No, I haven't really asked them.
Yeah.
But, I'm not sure why not.
Because you need to spend more time with the family, tape, number 14.
What am I going to do, sit around?
Work at Lady Monica.
Oh, I asked my mom. I go, well, Mom, I'm... You know, I need a place to live this summer, and Stacy's going to Europe or something. So Eric goes, well, you know, I think your parents will let you live there, you know, at his place.
Uh-huh.
She goes, no.
Really?
I mean, she didn't say, you know, ask any question, nothing. It's just, no. I was like, Mom, come on, it's the 80s.
That's what my mom said. She said no, too. I didn't have any opportunity to, but I think she was asking about Eric. I said, well, if I wanted to do that, would you let me? She said, no. I said, why?
I go, Mom.
Because it's just not right.
Yeah, that's what my mom... I go, Mom, you're so old-fashioned. She goes, I know, I'm old-fashioned, but I just don't think it's right. You're not in high school anymore or something.
What?
I'm like, what? I was like, it's like living with Edward or something, Mom. She didn't see it that way. Oh, well. I might live with Beth Elps.
What
did she call? Jennifer or Heather or something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she needs someone. Also, the rent at Eric's place is $345 a person.
A month?
Yes.
God
damn. That's twice as much as I pay here.
That's hell.
I was like, I mean, it's a beautiful place.
They don't get a discount in the summer or anything?
No, it's condos and their leases until then.
Jesus. So what's Eric going to do if he just...
I don't know. He asked Susie, too.
Hmm.
I don't think I could afford it.
God, I couldn't afford it. It's, I'd die. I'm about to die now. I'm like, probably...
How much is yours?
We have... Ours is $237 a month.
Each?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
It's not bad, yeah, but just I'm running out of money so fast.
What? What's $237 times 10?
$465.
Huh?
$465. $465.
$37.50. Oh. Wow, that's less than ours.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
Aha! This is our farther out.
Yeah. You live in the student ghetto.
Yeah. Speaking of that, the place Text Monthly, you know, it said in that, about that restaurant. Case 101 was out there giving away free drinks at Yunnan.
What restaurant?
Yunnan's, the Chinese place that the Text Monthly called. In the heart of the student ghetto, the one where I read that.
Oh.
They're probably trying to improve their image, I guess.
Well,
I think I need to go start my paper or fall asleep, one of the two. God, I'm getting sicker by the minute.
Take some antihistamine.
Some what?
Sorry, I have a pen in my mouth.
Oh.
Antihistamine.
Yeah. I took a Sudafed, but I think I'm out.
I think we have some Metaprin. That's, what is it? What song is the Metaprin? I haven't got time for the...
Oh, okay.
That's
it.
We have some of that. Advil, some rope testing.
Well, see, if I decide to go out in that direction, I'll give you a call before I come.
Okay.
I don't know, I should give this note to Michelle. I have a message with Jerry to call over here, but I don't know.
Jerry? Does she still lives with Eugene, right?
Yeah, she hates it, but...
You queen, is that what you
yeah.
call it? That's pretty funny. Well, Kevin, I just made you a card.
Thanks.
While I was on the phone.
It's a little bit late. I don't want it now. Huh? Forget it. It's late.
Well, you know, I had a physics test that day.
Oh, okay. No, it's okay. I'm just kidding.
Okay, if you don't want the present, I'll just
take it. Okay, good. I'll take it.
Oh, it's from Eric, too.
Oh, okay. Good.
So, I signed his name on the card. I try to imitate his handwriting. It looks kind of like a handwriting, I guess. It's kind of an ugly card, but, you know, what can I do?
Yeah.
Well, I better start a typing.
Yeah, me too. Better start writing first, and then I can type. Okay, well, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
See ya.
Okay, bye.
Bye.